This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We bring you another edition of the Language Corner in isiZulu. That's what we are dealing with today. And if you remember well, last week we ended off with months of the year, and I think we left it kuNtulikazi, and we'll give an opportunity to recap there and delve into other issues as to what it is that we mean by these months of the year, the meaning behind the names, the significance in terms of seasons and so on. But as always, I'm joined by my linguist and language specialist, uMongezi Bolofo, on the line. And please, please do make sure you participate and ask him any outstanding questions. I do believe that this is our last session with uMongezi particularly. So if you have outstanding things that you thought as time goes by you would ask him on this particular language, isiZulu, that line is 0861-987-000. uMongezi, sawubona.
Eh, bothukona ninjani?
Siyaphila kunjani?
Baba siyaphila, siyabonga.
Hayi, asithembe ukuthi kuvukekile.
Kwakuhle
lokho. Let's go back, uMongezi, and probably recap where we left off. But someone might say, well, if you are just starting where you left off, you might be going a little much above me. Probably I'll say, let's do the rundown from January to June, maybe not with the elaborations that you did in terms of what those names mean. And then from July to December, you give us part of that elaboration. I thought, no, let us not finish that time so that you have an opportunity to expose it some meaning around these names of the months of the year in isiZulu.
Yes. All right, my brother, let's recap. So, class Sanbonani, and welcome. Last month, we ended off with the first 6 months. And let me first explain again that the isiZulu calendar, yes, has got lunar months. So there are 13 moons in isiZulu, in the isiZulu calendar, with the lunar months of the year. And we covered last week uMasingana, which is January. We covered uNhlolanja, February. We covered uMbaso, which is March. We covered uNdasa, which is April. We covered uNhlaba, May. We covered uNhlangulana, which is June. And we are now going to attend to uNtulikazi.
Yes.
Which is called uNtulikazi or uMaquba, which is called, also called uNtulikazi, yes. Some would call it uNtulini. Some would call it uMpofu or uLuthuli. This is the month of dust blowing. This is the fall. That's what they said in English and the British countries, the fall, where the leaves are brown and they fall off. Everything is dry. The grass is dry and there's more of the wind and the dusty wind.
And does this name, uMongezi, change given where you are? As you are saying, uNtulikazi, uMaquba, uLuthuli, uMpofu, does it change with where you are?
It's not necessarily where you are. It will be different tribes describing the nature in different ways, as you would see that the main part is the fact, the main signifying element is the dust. It's dusty. The one of uMaquba is from the leaves, amaqubu esihlahla, they are brown, so they become brown. That is the significant, also natural significant phenomenon that you can observe. Umpofu is also the color. Umpofu is the color that is beige, the color of dust and nature, that light brownish color. It's when you wake up and you observe in the nature, everything is no longer green. It is now umpofu. So that is where it's different creative ways, but with the same significant phenomena that are being observed in the nature.
Yeah.
Then the month of August is uNcwaba, which is also called isilimela. It's the plowing season. It's the spring. It's the breaking of spring. Everything is peaceful. Everything yinhle. The word ngwaba means calm. It's the state of calmness. That means the nature is rebuilding itself. You start to see the dew. The grass is light green. The leaves are popping out. There are rains. Imbozi samahlanga. The first heavy rain that we got in mid-August, which breaks us into spring. It kind of cleans everything. As we say, imbozi samahlanga. It means ukumboza wonke amahlanga in the nature. So it comes and then sweep everything that was dry, that was shed off by the nature, so that it allows the new things to grow. So that is the month uNgcwaba of August. Then we have uMandulo. It was used as sonipa for uMpandu, also called iSokanqangi. Yes, iSokanqangi, the first boyfriend. I'm not sure whether it's because the first boyfriend must be handsome or something. but this is the month when the first gardens appear.
Yeah.
Starting towards the middle of August, going to September, with the calendar that we're using, it corresponds to September, uMandulo. So it's the month where everything is beautiful, the gardens are starting, the seedlings are growing, and you see the gardens are all green, the fauna and flora is slowly popping back, and it's colorful.
But you're saying it was a stone piece, so what clone poaban?
UMpandu, I would think that there must have been a significant member of the Zulu royal family, which is UMpande.
Okay.
That would be King Mpande. So it became uMandulo when King Mpande came in to uMpandu. That means is Mpande, they are starting to pop out.
Yes.
It's also called iSokanqangi. It's the first boyfriend. I'm sure this one would come from the female members of society in the Zulu sphere.
Absolutely.
They would have an understanding of how.
Hopefully for the handsome man, not just any. As you say.
Definitely, my brother. Right, then October is uMpumpu. It's the month when the new shoots show. They start early. That's when you find, when you're playing under the trees, they also have some drippings that comes off the trees at that time. So you've got so much dew, and the trees are taking out something that looks like a gum that comes out of the tree, of the trees, because there's so much water that it is receiving after a long time of not receiving enough. So, and then you've got the shoots everywhere where you see where there's gardens. It starts in the early September going towards October. It corresponds in the calendar that we're using with October. Then we have, the next one is uLwezi, which is corresponds to November.
Yes.
It's the month when the grasshopper larvae appear on the grass. Early in October, that's when you start to see the grasshopper larvae. That's also with the moon. You're also having full moons around that time. The skies are clear. It's hot. We are getting right in the nip of summer. Then we have uZibandlela, which is December. It's the month when the parts are overgrown. It's also called uZolo.
Start
very early in November, and then goes towards December. So that's the time we have Christmas, and uNcibijane will come around uZibandlela. Izindlela zonke zivalekile, because it's been raining. You get all the summer rains. With the summer rains, the grass in the pathways, you know, there were no roads back then. People walked on the pathways. So the pathways are kind of closed now, because grass is growing there. It's big. You can't see the pathways. That is uZibandlela, which is December.
Now, before I go to, you know, just probably an overview of the moons of the year, because they are very much related in one way or the other to the names that you have already shown. But probably you can take us into that cosmology picture as per isiZulu. I have a question here. Usipho says it was outstanding from last week. He says, I must ask you, why is the isiZulu language known as esikamageba? I think you touched on this a little towards the end.
Yeah, it was a question that remained last week. We have the two twins which were born in the Zulu family, uPhunga noMageba. So uMageba is, and at the particular point in time, They both ruled the Zulu nation, taking over from their father. Mm. So that's why we say Ulimulga Makeba. Umakeba is one of the ancestors in the royal family.
Was he seen as the more authoritative one or the more, you know, influential one? How did he manage to endear himself so much as a twin?
Not necessarily. They always come in a pair like that. We'll say isizwe sikaphunga nomageba, ulimi lukaphunga nomageba.
I see.
As we also say significant ulimi lukaMthaniya, or because
yes,
Mthaniya was also a significant part of the Zulu history. You know, isizwe sikaMthaniya. So we choose any king to name these things. We would say isizwe seLembe, you know,
yes,
the nation,
yes,
of iLembe, which refers to Ushaka. So
Phunga, yes,
nomageba. That's right. It only resonated with the much used the word Makeba, that it is used most of the time, because, you know, we had the likes of Miriam Makebas, and so it has a resonation and a twist in it that kind of left itself in the mouth of the people.
Absolutely. I've got another one here from Tabi. So he's asking you, how do we pronounce month and year in isiZulu, unyaka or unyanga? So how do you say month and year?
All right, a month would be inyanga, which is also a homonym with the moon, because it's the lunar month. So
yes,
inyanga. Then we have inyanga. Unyaka is the year. Unyaka is the year.
And
inyanga
what,
is the moon.
And what would the plural of inyanga? Would it be izinyanga? Mongezi? I think I'm losing you. I hope what happened last week doesn't haunt us this week.
I'm very much hoping we.
Yeah, we need to sort out that connection. But I think I can hear you now. What would be the plural of months?
Months will be izinyaka, izinyanga.
And then now, would this differ? Because it's raising something quite interesting. You remember we had a question about sangoma, and I mean cultural words, sangoma, impepo. Is it part of isiZulu to call people who practice in the traditional, let me call it traditional medicine space, inyanga?
Yes. We've got inyanga and izinyanga. That one coming from the root of ukunyanga, as you will see, it pops out in languages like Xhosa. They talk about ukunyanga,
yes,
to heal someone. So healers and practitioners can be called izinyanga. However, they differ in terms of their points of specialty. Some are just diviners; they work in spirits. Some are herbalists. Some are physicians, so you have different categories, but it's okay to use the word inyanga specifically for inyanga.
Now let's go to this interpretation of the moons, which really forms part of interesting, probably, I don't know if I want to say cosmology interpretations from the Zulu year perspective. What would be some of the, you know, indications you can give us about the moons? First moon of the year, when does it usually occur? And for us to understand how traditionally Zulus traced their year.
We have seasons in Zulu, which obviously are controlled by the month, as you would have appreciated that.
Yeah.
The months of the year that we are talking about, we are talking actually about the 13 moons in the Zulu, or the lunar months of the year in the Zulu calendar. So we also have seasons in the broader spectrum cosmology that which are normally controlled by farming, which is plowing and stuff.
Yeah.
That's when knowing that when we have these types of months, this is what we do at this particular point.
Uh-huh.
So we have Isilimela is the plowing season that begins in August, which corresponds with the spring.
Mm.
Then you would have Ihlobo, which is the summer, the season when nature adorns herself, corresponding to summer. It's when we say Ihlobo, it's Uyahloba. The nature is adorning herself. He's covered in fauna and flora. The nature is beautiful. There's the rains. Then you have Ikwindla, which is the season that we are in, the season of new millies, is included under Ihlobo, but roughly corresponding to early autumn. Yes, in the Zululand right now, we're sitting with a temperature that is a bit high, higher than where you are in Gauteng, because with us we have Ikwindla now already, which is it signifies by a little bit chill in the morning. You have that Japanese astronaut's weather in the morning. You can feel the nip in the air. But as the day gets older, the sun is out and then it's hot again. So you might leave with a jersey in the morning going to work. By 9 o'clock, that jersey is off. It's very hot. That is Ikwindla, the season of the new millies. Then you have Ihlobo. I mean, you have Ubusika, which is the season of cutting. That's when we are cutting from Siga, Ubusika is the season of cutting corresponding to winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the time. This is the fall when everything falls off. We go out, we cut, we harvest everything, we bring it back in the house, we store it, and we sit around the fire and we enjoy our food with folk tales being told and some dancing and some wisdom being shared with the adults, because it's not conducive to be out in the cold.
Absolutely. My class, please do dial in so that we don't run out of time this time around. 0861-987-000 will be where you find me and my teacher, Lana, Gwi Language Corner, Sifunda Ngolwimi Lwesizulu. Mongezi, please just take some notes. I've got KK. KK, good morning. Welcome to Power Talk.
Morning, Lukona. Kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
No, I just want to know two things regarding the twins in Zulu. Normally, the Zulu are twins.
Just come again? I'm a twins.
Yeah, I'm a wele. Our twins are nyeganye. Lot of liabulawa. But the reaction she saw to a liendis. So, Uma Upunga no make, but when the Aganjang with Babi are my twins, Bapile. That is my first question. My second question is regarding the calendar, the current calendar that you are using, which is a Gregorian calendar, which has 12 months. Prior to this Gregorian calendar, we had only 10 months. And then in honor of Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar, 2 months were added. This is July and August. So how come the calendar la kulma ngayo la ibiza in everything on Tulukazi eyanini?
Okay. Thank you, KK. I have you. Nare, good morning.
How's it and your guest there?
I just wanted
to ask him something I thought is important. Because according to my understanding, I read a book that spoke about Portuguese when they arrived there in Natal, before even Jan van Rijbeeck come here. They said the people that were staying there in KZN were Nguni people, and even the word Zulu people was started to be used around 1900. So how does he explain that? That actually most people call themselves Zulus. They are not Zulus. The right word would be Nguni. So how can he explain that to me?
Okay. All right. I got you. Mongezi?
Okay. Let's start with the other question that addressed the culture of Ukwendisa, of Upunga no Makeba. You would know that it came also at a particular stage of life. This happens twice in the Zulu kingdom. You have the time of Upunga no Makeba at that time, who were not victims, or who did not got touched by that culture at the time, because it was not an active occurrence of the time. It was a matter of choice, and there was a particular belief that then developed later. But it also was repeated in the times of King Jama, who had Umama Nomkabai, who were girl twins this time around also. One was supposed to go, and the one did not go. And it is believed that their mother got sick and left, because the king refused now. At that particular time, it was now an order. So, which has started during the times of Punga na Makeba, that Omunye wabo agazange endiswe. So that is how they came to leave at the particular time, and then with the other two girls, it became stronger, confirmed that their mother also lost life because of that. But King Jama did not agree that one of her girls must be sent off. So that explains Phunga noMageba. The lunar months, he asked the questions of the Gregorian calendar. This is the specifically Zulu calendar, which is not, we've made the alignments when we named the 12 months. The other, as I was saying, that it corresponds with this. But the lunar months, as I said, the Zulu, we've got 13 moons.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's quite different. It is originally the Zulu ones, which is controlled by what was happening in nature, as we were explaining each month that
yes.
It starts at which time, ending at which time, controlling by what is happening in nature. And the names itself are basically based on what happens in their environment, in the Zulu environment.
Okay,
Mongezi, so can be aligned elsewhere.
Mongezi, Unare, did you deal with him, or I just missed it? Zulu people and not Nguni?
That's what we explained in our first lesson, that the Zulus are actually the Ngunis, and the name is Zulu, and the name Zulu came after Uzulu, the son of Umalandela, I think, who was the second or third king of the Zulus. And then there was a split between Uqwabe and Uzulu, and then Uzulu started there, which is quite a recent occurrence in history.
Yeah.
But generally, the Zulus are the Ngunis. They are part of the bigger Nguni group, as we explained in the very first lesson.
Okay, please take notes. On Twitter, Ntetelelo says, we don't have amaqubu esihlahla, we have amaqabunga. Amaqubu equals feathers. And then Zakes says, ask why other Zulus use ulapi as where are you? And some say ukepi, some say ukupi. And lastly, once more from Sipo, saying, what is the difference between isibhakabhaka and isiZulu?
All right. Let's take all of them. Let's acknowledge the correction of amaqubu and amaqabunga. Yes, it's quite correct. However, there is a significant metaphorical representation of that, depending on what type of a tree you are talking about, because amaqubu, they are also considered as part, as you can see, the relation between qabunga and qubu, which talks about feathers. And if you look at them, you would see that they almost look the same.
Mm.
So if you consider the tree to be a living thing, you would then say sinamaqubu, amaqubu esihlahla, or amaqabunga, because some appear in nature like that. It's when it pops out of Mother Nature that it becomes amaqubu, amaqubuka nomkhubulwane. That is how that umaqubu came by. Yes. Then we have another question of ulapi, ugepi,
yeah,
and ukupi. This is grammatical inflection morphology that works here, because we demonstrative pronouns always have a first position, which is la. So ulapi is you are there where. That's how it comes out. That's how we have the lapi group. The ukepi and ukupi group is is only defined by the allomorph. The A and the U are just allomorphs of the same phenomenon in the prefix uku. And in this case, because it's uku and ep, then the speaker would say ugepi,
yeah, yeah,
or mapi. Yeah.
I hear you.
Then we have the issue of isibhakabhaka and isiZulu. I think that goes deep into cosmology. Isibhakabhaka is just the sky as we see it, the blue skies. isiZulu would be more of the atmosphere,
yeah,
more at a deeper level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mongezi, I want to ask you before I let you go. I saw you've worked on a French meets isiZulu manual. I mean, quickly before I let you go, what is that all about? And are you also French speaking?
Lukona, thank you very much for bringing that up. That is a book that I've co-authored with a French academic of explaining the isiZulu grammar and culture and some other phenomenons for the French market. For the people who speak French, if
yeah,
they want to learn Zulu, the book is designed for them. That is a French isiZulu manual of conversations. And yes, I did study French up until the third level. So, yeah, je parle un peu. I do speak a fair level of French.
Yeah.
A fair level of French, yes.
I mean, and how has the uptake been? Because this is such an important, not just English meets isiZulu, but French meets isiZulu. I mean, how important is this? And I do know down there in Durban, there's quite a significant French-speaking community, particularly from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yes, of course. We have a significant number of francophones, or people who come from the francophone world, where French is language number one. And when they come to South Africa, in terms of social integration, it is hard to learn the languages of the people here, and you have to learn them via English, which to them is also either a third or fourth language. So it's difficult to add another language using a language that you are also not competent on. So yeah, basically the book assists very much in that. We hope it will be a tool that will be able to assist all people from the Francophone world to be able to teach themselves isiZulu and have the resources. We are working on a small dictionary kind of thing. It's called a lexicon, which is going to accompany this book, which was supposed to be a feature in it, but it's going to accompany it. We are hoping to publish it before the end of July. That is a French isiZulu French lexicon.
Mongezi sibonga kakhulu, and I wish you all the best. We will definitely be keeping in touch with that work you're doing.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.